All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the On Time episode of Love Me. That's right, this is for the people who submitted on time. Late submissions, I've sent an email out, we'll have till Monday, because there are so many people that still have yet to submit. Have yet to submit to Monday, and the people that were on time tonight are all making it through because they submitted on time, and I don't want to cut that many people from my show. So, basically what happens is anybody who has not submitted yet, and that's, at the moment, Aria, Turtles, Dizzy, and Omi have until Monday night, 11:59 Eastern Time, and may submit. Then one of them will get cut, even if they did better tonight, even if they do better on their song than somebody else does tonight, because, of course, it's late. So I'm giving till Monday. Remember, guys, it's musical theater, so you still have to do that category, and it's you still have option to do duet with people existing in the show or not. So, otherwise, get back to me. So first up tonight is Rochelle.
There's a fine, fine line between a lover and a friend, and there's a fine, fine line between reality and pretend. And you never know till you reach the top if it was worth the uphill climb. There's a fine, fine line between love and a waste of time. There's a fine, fine line between a fairy tale and a lie. There's a fine, fine line between your wonderful and goodbye. I guess if someone doesn't love you back, it isn't such a crime. But there's a fine, fine line between love and a waste of your time. And I don't have the time to waste on you. You even know what you're looking for my own sanity. I've gotta close the door and walk away. Oh, there's a fine, fine line between together and not, and there's a fine, fine line between what you wanted and what you got. You gotta go after the things you want while you're still in your prime. There's a fine, fine line between love and a waste of your
time. All right, so that was Rochelle with Fine, yay. Fine Line. I kept imagining once I saw this, I'm like, well, I almost couldn't picture anything else but her I'm on a boat, fine, fine line, crossover.
I kept on laughing because I kept on picturing her singing the I'm on a boat version.
Val, why don't you go first to judge Rochelle again, because she's a Team Star member.
Dun, dun, dun. Mm-hmm. Like, the first thing that I noted was I really, really liked the emotion on this, like, you really, like, captured the song perfectly. The mix sounded kind of low for me. I don't know if it was, like, my headphones or something, but, like, the music sounded low and then your vocals sounded low, so it just, like, made it low.
On my end. That's weird.
Oh. It might have just been my headphones being
weird.
There
were moments for me.
Hmm. Oh. I think on the, like, I don't have the time to waste on you anymore part, like, I think that could have, like, built more, and, like, it sounded kind of, sounded, like, off to me. I can't really figure out how. And, like, the last, there's a fine, fine line when you're supposed to, like, go up high sounded kind of, like, kind of shouty to me. But, like, overall, I liked this. I'm just kind of, like, nitpicking.
Mm-hmm. I thought some of your higher notes also, Rochelle, were kind of sour. Like on the, you're saying never one at one spot, I think a little bit earlier on in the song. It seemed that maybe you weren't, your voice wasn't giving it enough support. Almost maybe like if you were either sick or busy.
She was busy. She like did this like in half an hour because she was
you also the first
busy.
One to submit, yeah. So it did. It didn't seem
and
like
this didn't suck, Rochelle. So like, don't be like, this sucks, but I am sending it anywhere.
I kind of liked your vibrato at the end of the song. It was a very, it was slight, but I liked it. There. I've heard better from you, and I think your last submission was better. Than what I got tonight. Energy was there for me, but I thought I also could have used a little bit more. I don't have anything else to add. What about you, beloved?
In general, I really liked it. I thought your emotion was good, but there were a couple places that I wanted a little bit more, and I wrote them down.
Ooh.
I never do, but I wrote them down. Okay, here we go. Waste of time and you're wonderful. I would have liked those to be a little bit more emotional, and also the very, very end. When you said waste of time, I feel like that could have been more emotional. And what else? What else? Oh, that's it. The first time you sang Fine, Fine Line, I think each one of those notes was a little bit flat.
I thought that too.
Yeah. When you go into your higher chest voice, you tend to sit on the notes, which makes them just a hair under pitch. So just make sure that you're not pushing it too hard, or if you are, that you're not making it flat. What else do I have? I liked how you sang never know till you reach the top at the beginning. I thought that was really, really pretty. And I also had the note at where you peaked at the end. It got really shouty right there. But I liked it mostly. I like this song.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
Yeah.
All right, I think we're good in Rochelle. Let's move on to Bright Disaster.
Out of my breath. What can I do, my dear, to catch your ear? I love you madly, madly, madam librarian. Marian, heaven help us if the library calls on fire and the volunteer hose brigade men have to whisper the news to me. Out of my breath. What can I say, my dear, to make it clear? I need you badly, badly, madam librarian. Marian, if I stumble and I bust in my what you may call it, I could lie on your floor unnoticed till my body had turned to gray. Out of my breath. Now in the moonlight, a man could sing it. In the moonlight. And a fellow would know that his darling had heard every word of his song with the moonlight. helping the moon. But when I try in here to tell you, dear, I love you madly, madly, madam librarian, librarian. It's a long lost cause I can never win, for the civilized world accepts unforgivable sin. And he's talking out loud with any librarian, such as man. Madam librarian.
All right, and that was Bright Disaster singing from The Music Man, for those of you who might not be familiar. I had trouble, Bright, determining what song this was for a while.
Me too, until I heard Marian Librarian, but that was even hard to distinguish.
Yeah, little known thing is this I don't know, probably nobody has ever seen this movie, but I've got this old VHS of
The Night Before.
No, I'm talking about something else. I've got this old VHS of Twas the Night Before Christmas, and there's like in the part where Visions of Sugar Plums dance in their heads, they actually go to this scene where Sugar Plums are dancing as an actual scene of Sugar Plums dancing. And this song reminded me of that. Anyways, the music. Just that dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. But anyways, yeah.
The backtrack.
Backtrack. Bright, you need to fix your mixing. Like, this is, I think we've said that multiple times, especially from the first episode where we could barely hear you. I'm not sure, though, that even if that had been the problem, that I would have thought that, because you had some other mistakes that I could still hear. You had a weird quality to your overall tone. I couldn't really hear emotion in this one. I know you did have a hard time picking a song, but you also submitted on time, like crazy on time early, as far as compared to, you know, some of the other people tonight. So, you can work up to close to the last minute, but try and make sure you're spending more and more time on it as you go. I can barely hear you. I think your major problem is, Bright, and I know you're newer to shows, you need to turn down your music. That took me a very long time to learn, so I don't blame you.
I still have a problem with that.
Yeah, me too. Oh my gosh.
Freaking GarageBand.
Because I had the hardest time hearing you, so I didn't really have very many notes because I couldn't understand what you were singing. Beloved, what do you think?
It was really hard to hear you, so I wasn't able to write much because I couldn't really hear close enough to give you any constructive criticism. What I did pick up was your first lower note was really wavery and in and out of pitch. I'm not sure about the rest of them because I couldn't really hear them, but just make sure, especially on those longer notes, that you're holding it and you have enough air and support to hold it without wavering. And I thought you needed a lot more emotion. It got better in the middle, but I feel like it still needed more. And that's all I wrote. I really couldn't hear you very well.
Ralph?
I pretty much had the same notes, like, you needed to turn your music down and your vocals up. I also think you need to open your mouth more because you were mumbling again. And there were mic puffs again. This needed a lot more emotion because, like the original, like, he's, like, flirting with Marion. And, like, you can totally hear that in the original when they're singing it. And, like, here's just, like, Marion, Marion, Marion. you needed to, like, get that across instead of just, like, saying her name over and over again. I couldn't really hear it either, so I can't, like, give a like, legit critique on the singing other than, like, it sounded mumbly to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think we're good on Bright. Next up is Abby Lee.
Yay!
And that was Abby Lee
forgetting
us. But she didn't forget to submit on time. What? I'm going to milk this for all it's worth, guys. No. beloved, you have yet to go first.
Okay, I'm excited because I loved this. I thought it was so pretty. I've never heard this song, but I loved your phrases. I thought you had really good emotion for this. I put some specific parts that I liked a lot. At the beginning where you said, in anything, when you went into your higher head voice. Oh, wait, that was wrong. I forgot what I wrote, guys. Okay, I mean to say, where you... Oh, freaking A, what am I saying? I got this, guys. All right, each breath. I don't remember where you sang it. But I thought that that was really, really beautiful. And then, yeah, that toward the end. I got it. Okay, that whole soft part at the ending was my favorite part of the whole song. It was really, really beautiful. The climax of the song was really nice too. I liked it, but that was my favorite part. Some of the notes that went kind of higher in your chest voice when you went from the lower notes to the higher notes were a little bit flat, and your last note was a little bit flat. But the whole song, I really liked it.
Well,
the end.
Yay! This is the Ambi that I love. This was like perfect. Like it made me want to cry. Like the emotion was so good.
Oh my gosh! I almost actually cried at this.
I know.
I'm not afraid to say
it. Oh, I love the end with like the higher notes. And like it was like emotionally like whoa, you like blew me away. Yeah, the end. This was perfect. I loved it.
Oh gosh, Ambi, this was terrific. Yeah, I've yet to see this show. I can see why you like it. My favorite note.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen it either.
My favorite note that you delivered, as far as an actual note, was the very first "you" that you said. I'll forget you. I got chills. I'm serious. There was a key change which seemed a little weird at the key change, but I'm thinking that it might have just been how the song is kind of supposed to do, because it might have been just supposed to be sounding kind of ugly as part of it, or maybe it was a mistake. It seemed weird to me, but I wasn't so distracted by it because everything else was so terrific on this. I could hear you great, and the music worked well with this. Really good song for your voice, I think. And I'm glad you did use this, because it totally worked for this. I don't have anything else to add, guys. Let's go on to Melly.